as I saw it, and maybe you saw it the same way, it seemed to me like all the speculation seemed really nonsensical, because isn't this the kind of speech that any Republican with any kind of a national presence has to give at some point about how great Ronald Reagan was?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to note that this is the political equivalent of Sweeps Week. Fundraising deadlines are the end of this week. And if Chris Christie is going to raise a lot of money this week, having everyone talk about whether or not he's running for president is a great way for money to just start flying in from around the country.
Yeah.
But what we got going here is we've got two Republican primaries. We've got the Round Earth Republican primary and the Flat Earth Republican primary. And up until now, Mitt Romney has been dominating the Round Earth ones. These are the guys who actually believe in science. And the Flat Earth guys are the ones who think we should be teaching creationism in school. And Rick Perry shot to the top of that primary. Now he's showing a lot of cracks in his armor. And the Republican elite is looking at this thinking that they're worried about Rick Perry being their nominee. And that is what is happening here, is they're going out and begging Chris Christie to get into this primary.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting to you that, and it certainly piqued my interest, the fact that all of the bad stories for Rick Perry, at least in the media, have not translated into good stories for Mitt Romney. All they have amounted to is this idea that we need more candidates in the race, right? I mean, people have said, well, we need Palin in. We need Chris Christie in. What do you make of all that?
There's nobody who thinks Palin should be in. Republicans don't like Palin right now. Palin is the only one who thinks she's a viable candidate. Mm. But again, let's look at the Flat Earth Republican primary here. These guys are fighting for their vote. That's about half of the Republican primary thinks that evolution is just a theory that's out there. And right now, that's Kane is taking some of Perry's vote.
Yeah.
To a lesser extent, Newt is. But really, it's about whether Rick Perry can stand up and be a good candidate. None of this matters at all to Mitt Romney. He's going to get his 22%. Now, if Christie gets in there, he takes Romney's vote away, and he can actually – they think he can beat Perry in a primary because he negates Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Explain why it is that Chris Christie would take votes from Romney instead of Perry as much.
Well, yeah, Chris Christie is not an evangelical guy. The Tea Party likes him sort of, but – you know, it's kind of hard to appeal to the bloodthirsty crowd in the Republican primary that we have seen in the stands,
yeah,
in debates. When you believe in civil unions, when you believe in evolution, when you believe in global warming, Chris Christie is a little too sane for a lot of the Republican primary electorate right now. That is Mitt Romney's crowd. That's what Mitt Romney's doing when he refuses to call the president a socialist. He is appealing to all of the sane Republicans left out there. But, you know, that's about half of the Republican electorate, and Mitt Romney's stuck at 22%, which means that he is – right now Mitt Romney's getting beat by other. Other is another word for Chris Christie.
Yeah. Let me just play into this and say that we buy the argument that some of these guys are playing to the sane Republicans. Isn't that – part of Rick Perry's problem right now, that he's talking about immigration in a way that the same way that Governor Bush talked about it, the same way that President Bush talked about it, this is something where the base of the Republican Party doesn't like him, and it seems to be, at least at this point, the sort of acid that might be able to eat through the Teflon that has always coated Rick Perry.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think what Rick Perry's doing, one, he's standing up for something that he seems to believe. This is a very – what he has is a very common sense Texas way of thinking about things since, you know, we used to be Mexico. Two, I also think he's setting down a marker for the general election for the Hispanic vote. He is the only one on those stages defending Hispanics, and I think that's gonna resonate in November of 2012. Yeah. At least I worry about that. He also seems – you're right. He seems more sane that way. And I think that is his – he's trying to play for November with that one issue while he's still trying to compete for the Flat Earth Republican.
Is that kind of his compassionate conservatism 2.0?
I think he would disagree with that until his death. But I think that is his version of it. That's him trying to look ahead to a race against Obama when Hispanics are going to be the key.
Can he survive it, though, in the Republican primary? Is this the thing that can take him down?
Who's going to beat him? Kane? Newt Gingrich with both of his staffers? No. only Rick Perry has the profile, the skills, and what we're going to soon see is all of the money to compete at the national level. This is a big, long marathon. What we've seen right now has been the first mile. And Rick Perry's tripped a little bit. He hadn't played in this league before. He's going to get better. And at the end of this week, he's going to report that probably, I'm guessing, he's going to outraise Mitt Romney. And that's going to be prohibitive for guys like Herman Cain to try to compete with.
Absolutely. All right, Jason Stanford, and he is the co-author of the upcoming book, Adios, Mofo. And what's the website if people want to check it out?
Right now they can go to jasonstanford.org or morethink.com, but we're going to have a book website up later.
Awesome. All right, Jason, thank you.
Thank you.